Now, for all the romantics out there, if you're single and ready to mingle, virtually of course, there's a fun Valentine's event that you can attend. Organized by iMatter, this Valentine's speed dating extravaganza will take place on Saturday, 13th of February, and is a perfect opportunity to get chatting and meet someone new. To tell us a little bit more about this speed dating event, I'm joined now by iMatter coordinator Susie Simons. Hi, Susie.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm really good. So it seems that iMatter always has something going on, and this time it's a virtual speed dating event, and it's crazy to think that we're able to do something like this right now.
I'm all in for having as much fun as we possibly can. This is there's so many single people out there. And we can't do anything, and so we might as well have a bit of fun on Zoom. So I'm giving it a go with the breakout rooms and giving people some time to mingle and possibly meet someone new for love or friendship or just a giggle on the evening. But I think it's definitely going to be fun.
Who is invited to the event? Who can join it?
To be honest, anyone can join as long as you are single. I don't want any phone calls from angry wives or husbands. Thank you very much. But if you're single, you are welcome. So iMatter's members have low or no sight, but I've said if you feel like it, bring your friends because, we don't have to date other visually impaired people. We are open to possibilities.
And will you be joining in as well?
I think I'm going to be working out the breakout rooms, but maybe we'll see.
How would this event look? Is there anything we need to prepare in advance?
Prepare in advance. So somebody did email me with, "Oh, I'm going to practice my chat up lines," which is a bit of a worry. But no, you just come as yourself. We don't want any fancy dress. We just want you to come as you are and be ready to have a giggle.
So I already mentioned events taking place. It's Saturday, 13th of February, but what time does it start?
It starts at 7 p.m. till 9 p.m., but our timekeeping, we will be on time to start, but it will finish when it finishes.
So how do we sign up? Do we just get in touch with you?
Yes, please get in touch with me. I can't have anybody just turn up on the night, so we're doing a new link for this event, but please register as soon as you can so that I can work out breakout rooms.
What are your contact details, Susie?
My contact details, if you want to sign up by email, our address is imattervi@gmail.com. That's EYEMATTERVI@gmail.com. Or you can always call on 07523 266 421.
This is just one of the events iMatter is doing. You guys have lots going on, obviously not just around Valentine's Day. What would be the best way to kind of keep in touch with what's happening?
Well, what I would say is if there's a demand for something, I will always do more. So, yes, at the moment, this is a one-off event, but I keep repeatedly being told that I should do something for single people. So, watch this space. If you want to find out what iMatter are doing, just email me on imattervi@gmail.com and I will put you on our monthly mail out and it will give you a list of all our meetings and what's going on.
And we can also follow you on Facebook, right?
Absolutely. It's just iMatter, EYEMATTER.
That's perfect. So, what are you most looking forward to for the event? Because you are going to be playing around a lot with the breakout room, so are you a bit nervous?
I'm excited. It's going to be fun. I think that iMatter are a very kind group, the members that I have already. We're very nurturing of each other. Our members seem very inclusive and welcoming, and I expect everybody to have a nice time. all you single people, I think that this is an opportunity to do something fun for yourselves on Valentine's Day. Don't think of it as something scary. Think of it as something that will be fun. And think of it as an opportunity to make new friends. And that should be your goal, is always making new friends, because I think that love comes from friendship. And I think that's what all good relationships are based on.
Really lovely advice. Susie Simons, thank you for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio, and we wish you all the best, and hopefully we'll catch up again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.